When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Rockstar, if you have a question here for Tim that you'd like him to answer on the show, anything tax related, anything asset protection related, go to taxhacker.com/questions. Post your question there and then we'll answer it live right here on Tax Hacker Tuesday. Enjoy the show.
This is Terrio Media. Did you know that up to 50% of your lifetime income will be wiped out by taxes? What if you could stop this madness? Isn't it about time you play on a level playing field with the wealthiest 1%? Now you can. Tim Berry, attorney at law, shares here each and every week current tactics and strategies that anyone can implement to hack the tax code, protect your assets, and keep what's rightfully yours. It's time for Tax Hacker Tuesday.
So what are the contributions that you can make inside your self-directed 401k plan? And this is going to get a little bit complicated, but just bear with me and it'll make sense as we go through it. First off, as a general rule, there's three different ways that you can make contributions to your 401k plan. First off, the first bucket is the 401k bucket. And I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to give you the legal name of this bucket because it kind of makes sense whenever you start going through these contributions. And the name of the 401k bucket is called the cash or deferred arrangement bucket, short for CODA. So you got CODA, C-O-D-A, which is the cash or deferred arrangement bucket. And that's whenever you're being paid a salary, you tell your corporation, your employer, that I don't want that salary. Instead of giving me $5,000 a month, why don't you keep $2,000, only give me $3,000, and the $2,000 you keep, you put inside of my 401k bucket. So that's the first bucket that you can make contributions to inside of a 401k plan is the cash or deferred arrangement bucket. I think you're allowed to put in the lesser of 100% of your salary or $17,000. That figure might be $17,500. I always get it confused and such. But with the 401k bucket, you're allowed to put the lesser of 100% of your salary or $17,000 into the 401k bucket. So if you have a salary of $15,000 a year and you don't need that salary, you can say, well, I don't want that money. Go ahead and put it all inside the 401k bucket. And that's what makes these 401ks so incredibly powerful is all of the dollar amounts of contributions that you can make into these things. Next bucket is the profit sharing bucket. So what's going to happen with the profit sharing bucket is this. At the end of the year, if we're dealing with a corporation, you're now going to run the numbers and you say, okay, my salary from the corporation was, let's just say $100,000. With a corporation, you're allowed to have the corporation contribute up to 25% of your salary from that corporation. So if you made $100,000 for the year from that corporation in salary, the corporation can now put an additional $25,000 into your retirement plan for you. So if you maxed out that $17,000 contribution, and now you're maxing out the 25% or $25,000 here too, that's a total of $42,000 you're able to put inside your retirement plan in a fairly short time period. If you were dealing with an LLC or a sole proprietorship, due to the self-employment taxes and doing some weird calculations there, the amount that you can contribute is based upon the profits of the company, and it's only 20%, it's not 25%. So going back to that same fact pattern, if you had profits of $100,000 for the year, the maximum profit sharing contribution would be 20% or $20,000. Tie that in with the earlier $17,000. That's a total of $37,000 that you've just slipped into the retirement plan. So as a general rule, that's how much you can contribute to the retirement plans. You got your $17,000 contribution limit with the 401k bucket, the cash or deferred arrangement bucket. And then you also have the 25% limitation of your salary if it's a corporation, or a 20% limitation if it's a sole proprietorship or an LLC. By the way, also, if you're over 50 years old, you're allowed to make something called catch-up contributions that are $5,500 right now, and those go up. They're indexed for inflation each year. By the way, quick test. Whenever I started this off, I said there's three different buckets, and yet I only talked about two buckets. To find out about the third bucket, which is just absolutely amazing, go ahead and go to the video about employee contributions. Once again, if you have any questions about this or you just want to talk for a little bit, give me a call or send me an email. Thank you so much.
That's it for today, as we dream of a tax system that works just for you. But until then, you have Tim Barry. See you next Tuesday for another episode of Tax Hacker Tuesday.
Hey, whenever you're ready to have Tim customize a tax hacker blueprint for you, a special custom blueprint just for you, go to taxhacker.com, answer a few questions about your situation, tell Tim what you'd like to have happen, and then his team, they'll take it from there, and then he'll give you a copy of his free book all around Trump's new tax plan, specifically what the press isn't telling you. So go to taxhacker.com, and we'll see you right here next week, taxhacker.com. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.